Although we all meet at Side Podcast to discuss and watch motor racing, many of the commenters have their own blogs. So we thought it may be interesting to give them an opportunity to talk about blogging and to plug their blog on SidePod Radio. The questions are designed to give the bloggers a framework to discuss their blog, and I'm quite happy for them not to stick rigidly to the questions when answering, but to give us information they think is important. This show is about the bloggers, so the less I say the better. What is your name and your blog's name?
Hi, I'm Archie. I'm the current writer of the Northern Waffler. You can find it at thenorthernwaffler.blogspot.com.
When and why did you start blogging?
I started blogging when it was back in January 2009. So yeah, I only started it because New Year's resolution. I remember a New Year's resolution post on Side Podcast, and I decided I think as a New Year's resolution I'll create a blog. So it's actually first of January, with the title, "Oh God, I've created a blog." That's my first ever post. It's not great. I try to be regular with my comments, posts. I started blogging mainly because in later life I want to become a journalist. Don't mind what kind of journalist I want to be, you know. I'll be a journalist in sport mainly, hopefully. I don't care what, everyone, football, table tennis, ice hockey, it's all good for me. I've listened to journalists themselves. I remember when I was doing a basketball project, I would do media side, listening to a journalist from the local paper, even Chronicle. He said the best way to start journalism young is to get a blog, and that's one of the main reasons why I've got it.
How would you describe your blog?
I describe my blog as a few into a little bit of everything, you know, like I mainly focus on F1, but my old title used to be the F1 Waffler, but I felt like I could do more than F1, and that's what I've done. And though, although I've got a lot of F1 stuff, I've also got stuff on Eurovision Song Contest, football, I've got done Hotspur post up, I've even got some rambling post ups where I just talk about absolutely nothing. I've got lots of pictures. I've got some from the touring cars, some from the Speedway Grand Prix that I went to in June in Cardiff. That was a lot of fun. Yeah, it really does mix and match.
Question 4. How often do you update your blog?
My blog is very inconsistent in terms of posting. I only post on max between about 5 to 7 times a month. I mean, sometimes I post less. July I only post once. I'm not a frequent blogger, you know what I mean? I mean, other things in the minute, keeping us occupied, you know, homework. I've got lots of revision to do, and I can only blog when I can blog. I love doing it. I like writing about subjects I'm passionate about, but other things do get in the way. If you can produce a good article every couple of weeks, I think that's the most important thing.
How do you go about starting an article for your blog, and how do you work from there?
When I go starting about article, sometimes it's very different. I think an idea that I've read somewhere, so say latest post about Paul de Resta, and that was started because the weekend beforehand, commenters were talking about people who should be in F1 but they weren't. Paul de Resta, Alan McNish, and people like that. You know, I don't plan it, I'll be honest with you, I don't plan it. I just start to write.
Why should I or anyone else read your blog?
I don't think you should be forced to read the blog, if I'm honest. I'm not forced. It's a view from someone who's young, a view that someone who enjoys to write, someone who enjoys lots of sport even.
Question 7. What have you learned about the sport from blogging, or how has it changed the way you watch F1?
Found out motorsport from blogging is very harsh. I learned that at the start of Luigi and Toro Rosso, I've learned that Luigi didn't get a fair chance there. With PK, I've learned that, you know, Flavio Briatore now is thankfully gone. It's awful to him. It's pretty awful.
How do you encourage people to comment on your blog?
I don't like to encourage people. I don't want to say, please leave a comment, or if you share any views, or if you like to say anything different to the normal. I don't like to say that normally. I like to be honest, you know. I'll end the post naturally. I don't want to force the reader to comment, but when I do get comments, I love it. I read every comment. I like to reply to every comment. If I don't get to your comment, it's basically because I haven't seen it. Comments, I'm proud of them. It shows. I love comments. I really do. It makes us proud when I say good post, Archie, etc., etc. makes me feel happy, makes me glad I wrote it, you know. And I only thank the people of Tech Process for that.
What would your dream blog post be?
Dream blog post? Well, I don't think this will come for a few years, if I'm honest, but how Timo won the World Championship. Biased, I accept, but that's the nature of me. I really can't get biased. I get biased. I go to my favourite team and talk about Timo all day long if I wanted it to.
What advice would you give anyone thinking about starting a blog, or anyone who wasn't?
Say, don't put pressure on yourself to post daily. I've tried that on other blogs. It's hard to do straight off the mark. I really found it hard. If you don't have the commitment, I struggle to find it, then you're going to struggle and you're not going to do well. And unfortunately, you'll forget about your blog, not be bothered, and just walk away from it. And it'd be a real shame if you've opened a few posts and been really good. So, you know, you don't have to be regular in your first few updates. You don't even have to be regular all the time. You don't even have to be regular. Look at me now, and 9 months down the line, I'm still posting every week, every other week, every 2 weeks, every 4 weeks, etc. You might one day fancy doing or starting a blog, because, you know, you might one day down the line find like going into a job that may require a write a lot, and you find it'd be a good experience, I suppose. I think, for opinion.
And final question, is there anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I'd like to add, thanks to everybody that's commented, really. I really do appreciate every comment. I know a lot of the people from Side Podcast comment on my blog. I know Stephen's comment on my blog. Rich, the very frequent commenter on my blog, I know that much. And I know a few people from Pitlane, from NadTech, posted on, I think Pitmonster did once. Yeah, Maverick's posted, Journey has posted, Pitmonster's posted. So thank you. Second point, Ice Hockey's underrated. And third point, go Timo. My blog again, thenovenmuffler.blogspot.com. Or if you want the Luigi Appreciation Society, it's Luigi Appreciation Society, all one word, .wordpress.com.